Hi, Peter Irvine again. The next book we look at in connecting faith to business and life is Deuteronomy. And this week, I want to focus specifically on move with purpose. You see, we're always going to have recessions and pandemics like the COVID, difficult times, financial issues, health issues. But as a business leader or a pastor of a church and a ministry, we've got to realize that these come through life. I've been around for a long time and I've been through a lot of recessions and I'm still here. And when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 16 to 18, Moses says to the people, God says to you, you've stayed long enough, now move forward. And you can't stop and stagnate because otherwise you'll die, your business will die, your church will die. We're growing in our relationship with God, so we're going to be growing in our relationships with our people that we work with, our family, and we'll be going forward. We're going to be learning, we're going to go forward, and we need to take our businesses forward. So it's time to move. And it's interesting, through the book of Deuteronomy, God provides, or he casts the vision, he provides fresh perspective, he provides provision to move forward, he provides the purpose for that, and then the principles to guide and to live by. And it sounds like, when you look at all those things, sounds like an actionable plan to me. And that's what we need for our businesses and our churches. And we get to verses 16 to 18, as I mentioned in this chapter or in this book. And there really are four basics of going forward. One is, you need a vision in verses 6 to 8. You need to delegate in verses 9 to 12. You can't do it all yourself. And there needs to be leadership. If you're the owner or the leader or the CEO, the managing director or the pastor, you need to provide leadership. You can't deflect it to someone else. And that comes out in verses 13 to 15. And then God talks about the organization, verses 16 to 18. So we need the vision, we need delegation, we need leadership, and we need the organization. So it looks like these are more than just a few suggestions. They're actually very specific to the people, and they need to move forward, and they need to plan to move forward, and they need to take action, and they need to have actions before they move forward. So you need to get your business plan and you need to get it written down, but it needs to have actions. Most plans don't have actions, so they sit on a shelf just gathering dust. So get your plan going, get someone to help you to take you on that journey, and ask God, what's the plan he's got for your business or your church? Thank you.